growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 23rd day of March, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, it is 14 degrees here in south central Missouri. this winter will end at some point, but obviously today we're still having winter. My friend Dave Hodges at his website, The Common Sense Show, there's a link from on my links page, has excellent articles, as always. I was talking to my friend Professor McKenna yesterday. He also likes to read Dave Hodges' articles. The one this morning, posted today, has a 3-minute video clip of Sarah Palin from the summer of 2008 during the election campaign. I think you'll find it very, very revealing. We do have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Mike Goodman. Mike is a graduate of the John Barnett Bike Institute out in Colorado Springs. He is recently retired, being a bicycle mechanic, and is someone that knows more about bicycle and the mechanics of bicycles than anybody I know. And I know several men. One friend of mine had a bicycle shop, another who does a lot of work on bicycles. But when it comes to in-depth knowledge. Mike Goodman is the man, and he also has a very unique story about his determination to save money to purchase land and what he was willing to do to accomplish that goal. And with no further ado, Mike Goodman, good morning, sir.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. Go ahead, Mike.
I have to point out my last name is Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N. Oh. I may have, sometimes I don't speak as
well,
clearly.
Well, actually, that's my mistake, Mike. I know that as well as I should, but it's just, what can I say? I apologize. Mike Bowman.
Oh, no, and, no problem.
Anyway, Mike, John Barnett Bike Institute out in Colorado Springs, when did you attend classes there?
That was in 1989 or 88, I believe, and really the reason why I went to that school is I have a learning disability called dyslexia, and this is actually the reason for my relative lack of education, at least formal education.
Right.
And I had discovered that at John Burnett's Bicycle Institute, they give you a full loose leaf notebook with everything that they say in the class, which eliminated the need for writing notes.
Right.
And I thought, well, this is perfect. You know, I was already pretty experienced, you know, just learning privately about repairing bicycles because that was the only form of transportation I had.
Right.
And so I already knew that I had some aptitude in that area and certainly enjoyed the class and learned a lot then got a bicycle job here in Missouri, where I live,
Well, Mike, as
the rest of history,
you, when you were working as a bicycle mechanic, you also decided that you wanted to own real estate, didn't you?
Yeah, that really was my sole reason. I'm kind of naturally a reclusive person, which is, you know, the opposite of what you do in a bike shop. It's a very social job.
Right. Your job forced you to be social.
Yeah, exactly. And
that was probably a good thing.
It was. It was a, you know, I'm fairly, wary of society in general, just because of the, you know, number of problems that have resulted in our family because of, you know, some of the influences there. So, you know, it's just more peaceful to
right.
go out into the woods and enjoy nature.
Right. So, in your quest to save money, you weren't making big bucks as a bicycle mechanic, and so funding was slim, your ability to save money was limited, and in order to save as much money as you could, what was your decision you made about your living arrangements?
Well, was already an accomplished outdoorsman and did cycle touring. Attempted to go to Colorado twice on my bike, and bicycle transportation was the only thing I could afford. And the trouble was, I could never get across Kansas.
well, there's no hills of any consequence.
Yeah, well, you know, it really is mental. Once you get out there, when you're driving across in a car, you're talking about a day or so,
right?
You know, a day's worth of hours, and you know, so you can stand it for that long. But when you're talking 5 days in a row, and still nothing has changed at all,
I can appreciate that.
So, so I already knew how to travel by bike, some of the, what I considered to be a very delightful surprise. At the time, I had long hair and a beard and mustache, and I was skinny as a rail. I look like, I didn't look normal as far as society.
Gotcha. We have a break here. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back with Mike Coleman after the break. Stay tuned.
Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 24th of March. We're visiting with Mr. Mike Bowman. Mike is a graduate of the Barnett Bicycle Institute for Bicycle Mechanics and an outdoorsman. Now Mike, the real heart of the story that we're going to talk about this morning is your outdoor skills and the perseverance you had to save money and achieve your goal of buying real estate. Now, in order to do that, tell us about your living situation and how you were living when you were a bicycle mechanic in central Missouri.
Well, I was actually homeless by choice, which is something that I have since found out happens more often than you might think. At the time, I had become a very experienced cyclist and cycle tourer and camper, and you know, I just thought, well, rent is basically money coming out of my pockets going to the landlord, as opposed to putting the money that I would spend on rent in the bank.
All right, and utilities.
And utilities, the whole round of expenses when you live in a house, and I found this out later when I purchased a trailer. My mother had to come up to Columbia because her house was becoming unlivable, so I purchased a trailer so that we could live in it together.
Right.
This was after my experience of living outdoors in Columbia while I worked at, you know, as a effectively a working poor American, which, you know, I'm sure is a major contributing factor to the reason why people choose to live outdoors, although...
Now, let's be more specific, Mike. For 4 years, you were outdoors, including... Now, the winters in central Missouri are, I mean, it's not Minnesota, but winter in central Missouri can be pretty darn tough, can't it?
Yeah, and that's 4 years living in a camp that I would set up every night and strike the tent and pull out of there every morning. I actually lived outdoors here in southern Missouri for a few years before that, which is another reason why I thought I was, you know, really uniquely capable of doing the urban outdoorsman lifestyle.
Well, let's get more, because people are listening here with great interest. There's about 3,000 to 5,000 people or more listening to you and I talk this morning, and I want to get some clarity here. So you would. Make your camp. You'd get off work. You would used a route to get to your campsite that would be difficult to follow and would be a hidden route, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. By the way, I am particularly nervous talking to such a large audience, so I apologize for my rambling, but.
You're doing fine, Mike.
Thank you. The place that I would camp at was an industrial park that was, you know, it was a piece of wooded area next to that industrial park that was, you know, eventually going to be developed. The particular advantage there was it was right next to town.
Right.
And that's something you would be surprised at, the number of places that you can effectively disappear in, you know, on purpose, disappear in, if you want. The land that I was camping at regularly was only five blocks away from the bike shop that I worked at.
Right.
So it worked out perfectly. It was a little bit of a rise above where the headlights of the cars that would turn on the intersection, and, you know, it had an X intersection right there next to it that had cars. So you could set up the tent, and there would be no way that the car headlights...
Now your tent. Just tell us, describe your tent for us, if you could, please. The size, well, the color,
yeah.
The material.
I did not use a high-end tent. And, you know, a lot of times when I didn't have time to set up the tent or just was, you know, it was already dark and it was just time to go to bed, I would just lay out the sleeping bag, and I had a bivy sack that was designed out of tent-like material that would keep the sleeping bag from soaking up water if it rained at night.
Right. Was it Gore-Tex, the bivy sack?
Yeah, I believe so, but I'm not particularly sure on that one. And I used a Wiggy sleeping bag later. In, you know, when I first started out, I was using a sleeping bag by North Face that I received from. I had a wealthy friend that liked to upgrade in camping gear, and he would just give me his discards.
Right.
You know, so I, you know, I encourage anybody that is not particularly well-to-do to make a friend with a well-to-do person.
That would be a nice thing to do. Now, this, getting back to this tent, what was the size and what was the color?
It was your standard, basic. I always called it a Walmart puff tent. You know, it was the cheapest of cheap. I think it cost me $15, and that thing went through all kinds of punishment and years of abuse, partly because it was never up in the sunlight. I'd always take it down long before daylight and put it up after daylight after the sun had gone down. I had the stakes already tied permanently in place on the four corners and on the ropes that went to both ends. And basically, I stamped one corner, the other corner, the stakes are the tent pole and the guy rope. And then go to the other one corner to the other corner of the guide boat, and I could get that thing up 17 seconds flat.
I bet. What color was the tent, Mike?
It was green. It was kind of a lighter green. It wasn't, you know, I mean, I know surely now you can get those in camo, but I didn't really have to have a camouflage tent because I was hiding essentially just out of plain sight. So, you know,
even when the leaves were off the trees, it still was not an issue.
Well, the advantage of sort of camping in an industrial area is you don't really have to worry about, and this is in Columbia, so this was a college town for sure. You don't really have to worry about college students going by there, you know, whereas if you camp closer to campus, I found, you know, in short order that, you know, groups of college students would be, you know, partying as they do, and they would go on excursions. And so a couple of times I was actually discovered by, you know, by wayward college students that just really didn't have anything to do.
Right. Hold that thought. We've got a break here. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back with Mike Bowman after the break.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, "Silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science." Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 24th of March. Freeze-dried guys, March special is long-range patrol rations. I'm not aware that you can get these anywhere else, quite frankly. He bought the entire manufacturer's overrun. The manufacturer says there won't be any more for years, possibly as long as 5 years. This is your chance to get the long-range patrol rations. We call them LERPs, spaghetti with meat entree, chili mac with beef, turkey tetrazzini, western egg with ham, scrambled eggs with bacon, chicken and rice. Oh, here's one sold out. There's another one. And granola and blueberries. You can get all the details at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link for my website, thelibertyman.com. FreezeDryGuy also has the Wiggy sleeping bags. You've heard Mike Bowman earlier talking about the Wiggy sleeping bag. They're the best sleeping bag money can buy. FreezeDryGuy.com, toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. Mike Bowman, outdoorsman, and who became homeless intentionally. That's something that it took a lot of courage, in my opinion, Mike, to do such a thing. Accomplish your goal. I don't know for a fact that you were able to accomplish your goal to save enough money to buy a parcel of real estate?
Well, yes and no. I managed to, come up with some money and contribute to the family in general. And I have moved onto the property that my mother already owned, which was, you know, affect, you know, when you're a young man, you want to move away from home and you want to strike out on your own. But I was also an organic gardener, and I knew that land was essential to someone like me that wanted to be independent.
Right.
And you know, basically make my own job and my own livelihood. Land is a big part of that. You know, you can do it otherwise, but that's how I saw, you know, the best way to survive.
Right. Well, you, so that's great. Go ahead.
I became homeless on purpose, and you know, I definitely would follow up another you know, a personal testimonial about those Wiggy's sleeping bags. They have a extremely durable zipper that will not fail. They use as best as my memory holds, they use a insulation called Lamalite that you can throw into any washing machine. You know, you can just completely drag this thing back and forth through whatever you might go through. And, you know, they're very durable, and, you know, they fulfill the function of a sleeping bag perfectly.
Absolutely. Well, that's good to know now. Let's talk a little bit about bicycles. You have more experience with bicycles than most people ever will, of course. Bicycles are an inexpensive and reliable form of transportation, aren't they?
Yeah, they're inexpensive, reliable. I mean, how inexpensive this story might illustrate. When I first got into bicycles, was when I realized that a car was just not sustainable. I wasn't going to be able to keep my car going. So, unlike most situations, I was able to park the cars on my mother's property, much to her displeasure, and start riding bicycles instead. The first bicycles that I had were the lowest common denominator bikes that you could have, and usually they were constructed out of two or three different bikes.
Right.
And that's when I learned that I had some aptitude in the bicycle repair field.
Right.
And, you know, piece by piece, I got better bikes, and, you know, part of that was, again, my more well-to-do friend was also into bicycles, so he's like the perfect friend. I would go camping with him and riding with him often. You know, he has since passed away, sadly, and I don't really want to go into his story, but he was a good friend.
Right.
Let's
get down to some specifics here. There's people listening to us right now this morning, Mike, and are thinking, well, let's have some recommendations of a substantial, durable bicycle. What would people be looking for specifically for basic transportation that's not complex, easy to maintain on a bicycle?
Well, I think number one, I would say just about any bicycle is capable of doing what you might want to do. Even the cheapest bicycle I had a piece of junk external frame backpack that I lashed to the side of the rear triangle with duct tape, and so I could use that bike as a camper bike, you know, and didn't have to carry the weight on my back. And you could use the same system as a commuter bike, you know. So it, the
what you I say lash it to the rear triangle. You mean the behind the seat?
Yeah, on a double. A double diamond frame, the main body of the bike is called the front triangle, and the rear triangle is the are the tubes that go to the rear wheel.
Right.
So, okay. You know, that's really where I started out. The level of technology that I started out as a cycle enthusiast and cycle tourer was, you know, and you would see these dumping grounds at the sides of farms where farmers would just put their discards out. And I would go and ask, I'd knock on the door and ask, are you going to use that bike? You know, they would gladly give them to me, and I would carry them home, and I can make a bike out of two or three, keep the bikes that I had going with the parts from those.
Let's talk a little bit about style. What style of bicycle are we talking here?
Well, these were standard department store bikes with 26 inch regular size road size wheels. Now I moved up to a bike that was more suited for the kind of use that I gave, which was a mountain bike. Right when the mountain bikes first came out, I was there. I got one. This was in 1982, 83, when those bikes started hitting.
When I started coming out on mass production, when I went back into Special Forces in 1979, I was doing research, for the Special Forces on bicycles, and the only mountain bikes in 1979 were hand-built one at a time, and they cost $1,800, $2,000, of $1,979, which would buy a pretty nice used car in 1979, so I didn't want to spend $2,000 on a bicycle, so I got a balloon tower cruiser for my experimentation, which I still have, by the way. You're right. The mass-produced mountain bike started coming out about 4 years later, about 82 or 83, something like that, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. And actually, that balloon tower cruiser that you got, you actually sort of mimicked the inception of the mountain bike out in California. A bunch of, avid bicycles would convert balloon tire cruisers. And, you know, a balloon tire is your classic 50s bike.
Right.
One speed
and what do you call those kinds of brakes? The friction brake?
Yeah, they call it, often they were called coaster brakes.
Coaster brakes, there we go.
And they started, you know, competing with one another out there in California on a mountain. They would get a truck and drive them, you know, and of course this was almost necessary because those things weren't easy to climb hills on.
Oh no, no, not at all.
They would get a truck and load them up, load it up with bikes and bikers and go up to the top, and then they called this hill Repack Hill because by the time they were at the bottom, they would heat up the brakes so much that it would steam all of the grease out of the rear hub.
Well, I modified mine to have a weapons rack and a cargo rack so that I could do military related things with my bicycle.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of when I was a kid. I had a bike that had a 20. I'm sorry, your break is coming up.
We got a break coming up. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be back with Mike Bowman. Next.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 24th of March. Well, I've started my spring workout program and using interval training where I would sprint for about 17 to 20 seconds and get my heart rate back down to normal, then sprint another 20 seconds because I'm a sprinter. What can I say? Do all my stretching and so forth. And at the end of the day, I go to sleep resting on the energy cleaner signal. And wake up pain-free with more physical energy and mental energy ready to go get them the next morning. The energy cleaner available at my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to get the energy cleaner, $285 shipping included. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Mr. Mike Bowman. We're talking about bicycles. We're talking about camping. And, Mike, the Balloon Tower Cruiser is certainly a classic bicycle, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, it's an extremely capable bike, too. If you want to, use a simpler device, I would certainly encourage using whatever bicycle. They're all, at least, if you're not wanting to get there fast, you want something that's not going to break on you, those are excellent machines. I was when you talked about having a weapons rack,
yeah,
on your bike, I was remembering when I was a kid, I had also had a pop bottle lashed to the front of the bike by duct tape. Of course, that was my tool of choice, and still is. So that I could fire pop rockets out of the front of the bike.
A mobile rocket launcher.
Yep, it was funny, but anyway.
Well, in these days where people are looking to save money any way they can, even if you own an automobile, which most of my listeners do, leaving that ignition key in your pocket, and as opposed to driving. For routine things like maybe a quick trip to the grocery store or the post office, using the bicycle can save a dollar here, a dollar there. I don't do it now, but I have in the past calculated almost to the penny what it would cost to just start up and drive my automobile just for a short trip to the grocery store. And over a period of time, you can save considerable money, even if you own an automobile, just by parking it and using a bicycle, can't you, Mike?
Yeah, and it's not just the gas, too. That's the worst kind of driving you can do to a car, is start it up cold and do stop-and-go driving.
Right.
The motor is not warm. It causes tear on the, any part that is rubbing there in the car. Is not going to be properly lubricated at those temperatures. And bicycle grease, which is designed to have viscosity at all temperatures, including cold temperatures.
Right.
So you're not causing any wear and tear at all to the machine. And, if you dress properly, I would say, the most common mistake people make is dressing too warm. Because if we're talking about cold weather riding, you perspire, and that can actually cause problems if you have a long way to go,
because
that moisture on the inside of your clothes will just get cold. And
exactly. In that case, you should be layering, shouldn't you? So you can layer and remove layers as necessary.
Yep, that's exactly right. That's the best way to go. And, this is kind of a rough subject, but I would say, look into actual bike cycling pants, cycling shorts. I know that, I feel very self-conscious when I'm wearing them, but there's a reason for those. They definitely make your riding more comfortable and, more doable than, standard shorts.
I've seen a lot of men. They would use a rubber band around the pant leg near the chain to keep the pant leg from getting caught up.
Yeah, and that's a good idea. And they make a strap, a Velcro strap that you can get, I'm sure, almost anywhere that has a reflective strip on it too. I've come up behind cyclists. With those on there, and you can see that reflective strip going up and down. It's a, clear.
It does attract attention, doesn't it? We got a caller here, Mike. We got a regular caller, Tommy in Brooklyn. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. I like the subject of bicycles, and it brought a smile to my face when you guys were talking about adapting them for other uses. One of the fellows that made Brooklyn the most colorful was a fellow named Bicycle Bernie, okay? He had one of those tricycles. Remember them big tricycles that they give to, disabled people?
And two wheels in the back.
Yeah, two wheels in the back, but they were big, right? He had truck batteries on it. He was a ham operator, right?
Okay.
He had the whole thing kitted out with CB and ham equipment and a truck battery. And he used to drive around talking. You'd see him going down towards the beach because he wanted to talk to Europe or something like that, want to be next to the water.
Right.
Go everywhere in the world. Bicycles are completely underrated. I liked them a lot.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's all I had for.
Thank you, Tom.
Add a little color to the mix.
We appreciate the call. Thank you, Tom.
That's awesome. I've seen that sort of thing before, too. Not the gentleman that he's talking about, but on a tricycle, too, you can basically use it as a platform.
Right.
Because you're not relying on balance, so you don't, the equipment that you put on it, you don't have to worry about like you would, if you lean your bike up against something that's not stable, it might roll and fall over.
Right.
There are
trikes that are tricycle that are made for industrial use for warehouses and so forth. They're very similar to my balloon tower cruiser, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Worksman actually is I think the only company I know of that makes exclusively or specific to the task warehouse use bicycles. They would be kind of hard to use for everyday commuting unless you didn't live far from where you were going.
They're a heavy bike, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're built, that's for sure.
Now, we don't have much time, but just yesterday, I bought two books off Amazon dealing with motorized bicycles, and it's something I want to be researching and talking more to you about, putting gasoline or electric motors on bicycles.
Well, I use an electric bike from Heinzmann, and I apologize, I don't know how to spell the word, but it's a German company. The whole system as a kit, and I converted a standard mountain bike to electric bikes, or to an electric bike, which, if you pay a mechanic to do this, you're probably going to have to pay them hourly rate because they don't know how long it's going to take them.
Right, because they don't do it. They don't do it frequently enough to really have a handle on that, do they?
That's exactly precisely it. And when they show the YouTube videos of them putting one on in 5 minutes, I'm like, well, yeah, but they didn't troubleshoot it on those videos. So, not that it can't be done, and I might be able to do it, but I don't even think I could do it. I've done it several times for other people, I don't like to work at breakneck speeds because I don't want to miss anything. That's very
right.
Important to me.
Well, if you're working on my bike, that's certainly something I would appreciate, making sure everything's done properly.
Exactly.
Mike, thanks for being with us. We are out of time, sir. I'll be talking to you privately soon.
Thank you. I had a great time. Thank you.
It was fun. That was Mike Bowman, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're out of time for today, and we'll be back tomorrow with Dr. Joel Myers. Get your medical supplies, energy cleaner now while you can, your arms and ammunition, and your bicycle. Be safe, have a fun, productive day, and God bless America.